It is review after Liverpool won, Manchester City something after 90 plus three. We're still not quite sure what. It might have been 2-3. I don't know. I'm happy for the game to be stopped after we scored the first goal, to be honest, because it's just too much for the memory to take. A bit of an overload, really. It's Dan, Neil, and Sean. I want to keep approaches and lineups quite separate because I do think they're really, really interesting in terms of particularly what City do first half, Liverpool second. Sean, but when we come to lineups, I was thinking there was a chance maybe Gakpo could have missed out. There's obvious stuff that you're going to lose from having Szoboszlai right back, and it's clear that he's going to play there. But I think, Sean, when you look at what drops, you just go straight to the benches. And both these managers can be stubborn in their own right in terms of keeping players in the cold, not using certain players, but there's a clear difference to not using someone like Endo and not using Phil Foden or Tijani Reinders. And when you look at City's bench, it's just a wealth of options, really, that we don't have at the moment.
Yes, and that's the difficulty, isn't it, with some recurring themes that we don't need to go all over, because I think most people would be on the same side of the fence on it in terms of squad planning, in terms of recruitment. And then of course you can have some unfortunate luck with injuries, of course you can, but that is a major issue. And there's an awful lot then that also underlies all of this that you have to always bear in mind, that it seems that we all feel that if an individual footballer or a group have a disrupted pre-season or not a full pre-season, the concept of them being able to catch up is one that makes sense. But when you see the reality, arguably not just at Liverpool,